round squirrel is a little bigger. I mean, your
prairie dog?
Prairie dog is bigger. Mm-hmm. They live in prairie dog farms. They'll get in a field and there'll be a whole town of them. And you could go out there, you know, and early in the morning, there'd be a half a dozen of them looking at you all over. You make a move and they was all going back to the ground.
They're pretty curious little animals.
They were.
What do you call animals like that? They're just destructive.
I don't know whether they're in a rodent family or not.
I think so.
I imagine they are. If you take care of them, they would be in the rat family, I imagine, don't they? Uh-huh. If I ever found anything in the rat was good for, I don't know what it was.
When you castrated a little calf, what were the testicles called when they were prepared for food?
Lamb fries?
Was this for all animals?
That's for all animals. That is calf, hog.
It's all lamb fries. They were never called mountain oysters, right?
Well, some people have them out in the north, too.
Same thing.
Huh? Yeah, same thing. They're good if you know how to fix them.
That's what I've heard.
You know, when we'd castrate a bunch of pigs, you could get a gallon bucket full of that pig. So, I think they taste kind of like liver.
Did you have frogs around by the stream?
Big old green frogs.
Were they?
Some of them did pretty good size. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are these the ones that you could clean up, eat the legs?
You can keep them in the skillet while you cook them.
Yeah.
You can kill a lot of them, cut his legs off, put the skillet, and then still jump out from here.
It gets me the way the front end crawls away.
Yeah.
What do you call these little bitty fellas that make such a loud noise for their size?
Toads.
Do they live around the house or around the street?
Oh, they live everywhere. Uh-huh. You find one up wherever you can find a cool spot.
What do you call these little bitty fellas that you find down on the street? Maybe, by that
long. Tadpoles?
No frogs.
Well, we only just call them frogs. Now, you know, I don't know whether they do it. They used to always think of rain frogs.
Huh.
Now, I don't know, I've seen it here in this country. They give us a real hard rain, see. I mean, one of them old gully washers. Next morning, you start the town and the roads will be just jumping with them little bitty frogs. It was rain from where it come from, but they were there the next morning. Whether they hatched out overnight or what.
Did you fish when you were a boy?
Oh, yeah.
Did you use a rod and reel or
no,
a pole?
No, just go down along the creek and cut a sapling.
Uh-huh. What did you call it when you put out a line that had 8 or 9 hooks on it?
Oh, that was a trot line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you bait with?
Oh, we baited with mostly, I tell you, we baited mostly having the best luck fishing out here on the type of fish we had on the creeks out here like this. You'd dig these grub worms or angle worms or go down around the barn, you know, or around your